Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this Palm Sunday is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, telling them, "Go to the village ahead of you. Immediately you will find a donkey tied there along with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you are to say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did just as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their outer clothing on them, and he sat on it. A very large crowd spread their outer clothing on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them out on the road. The crowds who went in front of him and those who followed kept shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is our text. Dear people of God, Bethany was on the backside of a hill, two hills to the west of Jerusalem. Bethany was situated on the road, one of the roads, that led from Jericho and the Jordan River area to Jerusalem. Bethphage, then, seems to be on the next hill, on the backside of the Mount of Olives, on that same road toward Jerusalem. Now, the Mount of Olives was big enough that you couldn't see the city of Jerusalem from the backside of the mountain. But once you got to the top of the Mount of Olives, you could see the whole city. And that's what Jesus saw as he rode that silly little donkey from Bethphage over the top of the hill toward the city of his death. And as he descended the slope of the Mount of Olives, if he looked to his right on the way down, there was Gethsemane, the garden. Gethsemane means olive press. So yes, on the Mount of Olives, they had olives, and they even processed them there. And when it wasn't olive season, people like Jesus and his disciples camped in that olive grove when the city was full of pilgrims at festival time, like this time. Now, as Jesus rode on that road, he would have certainly seen the temple that was right there across the valley from the Mount of Olives. The temple was the biggest building in that land and was very impressive to anyone who had never been to Athens or to Rome. It was the temple that Jesus had on his agenda to clear of money changers within the next 24 hours. From the top of the Mount of Olives, Jesus could see Pilate's Praetorium, the place where he would be savagely beaten in a couple of days. From the Mount of Olives, Jesus could have seen Herod's palace, the place where the quarter king spent as little time as possible among people he didn't care for and who hated him more. A place where Jesus would be taken and treated as a madman instead of being saved by the one man who could have taken him away from Pilate. And from the Mount of Olives, on top of that donkey, if Jesus had lifted his head, he could have seen across the city the place of the skull, Golgotha, where the loving Heavenly Father would abandon him to suffer for sins that he never committed. That's what Jesus' eyes could have seen on Palm Sunday. But let's take some time today and think about other point of views. What did other people see? What did the crowd see when they saw Jesus? What do you see on this Palm Sunday when you see Jesus. Because only eyes of faith may see Jesus as Savior. Now there were none, but if there were any non-Jews in the crowd this day, people who knew nothing about the situation, nothing about Old Testament scripture, nothing about Jesus' ministry, they would have seen a ridiculous sight. For they would have seen a man sitting on a donkey, an animal so small, that if the man would have just stood up, he could have put his feet on the ground and the animal could have scooted out from between his legs. He would have seen people throwing their coats, something very necessary. These coats, many of these people used as their sleeping bags. Just throwing their coats right on the ground for this ridiculous beast of burden to trot upon. And he would have seen people singing and dancing in praise of a very plain man riding in this ridiculous way into the not-so-holy city of Jerusalem. But an Israelite would see something else. What the Israelites saw on that day was very different. The people from the neighborhood saw the miracle man. The man who had just raised the rich man Lazarus from the dead, who had been dead for 4 days. John tells us that Lazarus is the reason many of those people were on that road that day. For they were going from Jerusalem out to Bethany and back just to see Lazarus, just to poke him, to see the man who had been dead, who was now living. And here the miracle man was on that very same road that they were. What the Israelites saw on that day was a man bold enough to fulfill scripture. They had all been to Sunday school. They all knew prophecies of the Messiah, like Zechariah 9 that we read. They knew that the promised one would ride on a colt to the foal of a donkey, and here was a guy doing it. Even if he wasn't the Messiah, just the guts to do this near Jerusalem at Passover, that's amazing. It's admirable. What the Israelites saw that day was Jesus. Someone that they had all heard about and maybe knew someone that Jesus had healed, finally accepting the praise that they wanted to give him. Remember how whenever Jesus got too popular, he always ran away from the crowd. He always went up to into the hills to pray. But now, here he is in the middle of the crowd, accepting the praise they're giving him. Finally! What the Israelites saw that day was their fellow Jews, the chosen people of God, quoting and singing Psalm 118. Now, Jews always sang psalms on their way to Jerusalem. In the Bible, they are called the Psalms of Ascent, which means that they are psalms to sing as you ascend, as you go up to Jerusalem, because you always went up to Jerusalem for a number of reasons. First of all, Jerusalem was in a mountain range. And so whether you came from east or west, you always went up to Jerusalem. Also, to them, Jerusalem was the greatest place in the world. To them, Jerusalem was the top of the world. It's a place where God lived and would reign. It was the tops. The thing is, Psalm 118 that they were singing and quoting is not one of the Psalms of Ascent. Psalm 118 is a messianic psalm. It's a psalm that was only to be used and sung to the Messiah. To sing Hosanna to the Son of David to Jesus was either blasphemy or it was worship of the Messiah. What an Israelite saw on this day was the prophet. And not just a prophet like Zechariah or Joel, but the prophet, the promised prophet. The one that healed the blind man in the temple a little while ago. The one that Moses talked about. Moses promised a prophet who would be like Moses, but better. And yeah, the prophet was supposed to be from Judah, and this guy was from Galilee, and that's a problem, but they were willing to overlook it that day. However, if anyone had done a deep dive into his heritage, they would have seen that both of his parents were from Judea. They went to there to register, remember, in the days of Caesar Augustus. Now, having seen all that, what was the next logical step? To an Israelite, someone who knew the Holy Scriptures, someone who knew the stories and the rumors about Jesus, someone who saw this sight, to an Israelite, what was the next thing that should have happened this day? Well, Jesus should have kept riding that donkey right to Herod's palace. He should have gone in there, killed Herod, and taken his crown. Then he should have ridden his little beast of burden over to the praetorium, killed Pilate, and start raining fire and brimstone down upon Roman soldiers until Israel was free of all invaders. Then there would be peace in Israel, and Jesus could live and reign in Jerusalem 1,000 years. That's what they hoped would happen. And that would have made good human common sense. But of course, God doesn't work the way we do. He doesn't do things our way. God's ways are not our ways. For what did actually happen? What do you actually see happening on Palm Sunday? What do eyes of faith see? Well, what eyes of faith see on this day is Jesus, the very Son of God who knows all things and who controls all things, sending his disciples into this little town to get this donkey that he created and that he has every right to, all to fulfill Scripture. The people were right about that. As silly as it was for Jesus to ride this donkey baby, he had to fulfill the Scriptures and to remind everyone that he was still in his state of humiliation. It wasn't time for glory yet. Glory comes after Easter. For the passage says, Jesus came to his people humble, gentle. He did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Jesus was not there on that Palm Sunday to kill the Romans, but he came to save the sinners. And yes, he let the people praise him on that day, as they did in the Old Testament for the proper son of David, but it's very hard to stop people when they're doing things correctly, even if they have little understanding of what they're doing. They got this one right. Jesus is the King. Jesus is the Son of David. He is the prophet. For what eyes of faith see on Palm Sunday is the Lamb of God, come to offer himself as the sacrifice of atonement to pay for the sins of the whole world. What your eyes of faith see is the Passover Lamb coming to his people as promised to offer himself for his people. On Palm Sunday, Jesus made himself the target. He made it plain to his enemies, this is the one you should capture and crucify. On Palm Sunday, you see the Holy God, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ himself, come to shed his blood on that awful little hill on the other side of the city. On Palm Sunday, see Jesus.